Okay, in the name of Lord Jesus, we continue our study in the book of Genesis. Before we continue, let's answer a question related to our previous lesson. If the creation of 6 days is literally 6 days only, how do we explain the Jurassic period, 侏罗纪吗? The existence of the dinosaurs, which was very earlier than the existence of human beings. Okay, so it's a typical question related to how we interpret the creation. We know our human understanding, especially the so-called scientific way, based on certain tools and assumptions. How can we determine the years, how long the time, right? So far, the common way is those who were decayed, the elements, right? Certain chemical decay, so we can calculate the time. So, based on the calculation, based on the tool we use. So, that's why in different theory, they may have different answer. And the difference may be very huge. So far, scientific perspective, they analyze the Earth based on the tool. So 4.6 billion is the common understanding about the year of Earth, right? And then the ancient animals, that dinosaurs or the ancient creatures, they may be very old already. And we calculate our human beings so far, and posterity, right? They also analyze about the bone, the fossils, to decide how many years before. So we have all different kind of knowledge now. But if we come back to the Bible to see, to view it, Bible actually tells us in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. God created, He is the creator. So we know everything comes from God. But the problem is God used the material to create things we don't know. What kind of material? So by analyzing the earth, the fossil, the rock itself, it could be very old. It's possible. It doesn't conflict with who create. Right? Now, problem is dinosaurs. We know in the beginning God created all the living things. So we know when the flood, water be above the firmament, eventually will come down, right? Destroyed everything. If we look at how Bible describes it, so this is one of the concept we have to bear in mind. Something we don't really understand, even in the Genesis. For example, chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 11. Can someone read? Please read. Okay, so here's the fountains of the great deep broken up, and then the windows of heaven were opened. So you see how these two things together, right? Windows on heaven opens, water come out. But the fountains from the earth open up. So the water, we see how the earth actually have big change during the flooding, the time. So when earth open up, water come out. Then how does the water disappear later? Right? About 150 days later, disappear. So if we look at from the physics perspective, once you open up, this is a pressure. So you consider about a fossil. Actually, by our modern technology, we can make fossil too. Right? If you study the engineer, you know how use a huge pressure actually can make things change. So the fountain opened up. The earth, just like the crust of the earth opened up. And water come down from above. So all the environment changing. So we know God created the animals. So before Noah's time, the animals could be very large. That's why. Because the atmosphere is different. Right? So we can imagine the mist, just like the earth, just like a ball circle with the mist, the moisture. So no rain, never, right? Because it's just like a big greenhouse. All the creature inside is perfect environment. That's why Adam and Eve, they are naked, but they have no need to put on clothes, right? So it's a ideal environment. So we believe what God created in the beginning. So dinosaurs is the huge living things. Okay, we believe it's there. But the problem is when we analyze the fossils, say, oh, it's how old already, right? So consider this big change during the flooding era. It could be make things just out of our expectation. Because right now our thinking is quite simple. Because it's a current technology. We see what it is, right? But the material-wise is different. God can make everything possible. So my personal understanding about the dinosaurs or the so-called the scientific era, how many years, it's just a reference. Because this is a assumption based on some tool, common acceptance about, yes, we can analyze things in this way. But if we believe what Bible said, this is actually to prove, yes, this is what God created from beginning. But God made it change it. God changed this environment because of sin. Right? So now, we don't have to worry about the past to say, how come it like this? How can we understand the history? The history is in the hand of God. How many years of earth? It doesn't matter right now. To us, we have to focus on, if God created the whole things, he is the creator. He prepared salvation for me. Do I believe? Am I going to grasp his promise and then pursue after this heavenly kingdom? So after this earth is done, when he say all finish, and then we can be accepted into heavenly kingdom. This is actually more important things. We have to keep in mind, in the academic area, people try to use scientific way to deny the existence of God. Not only from science, but also from humanism too. Because once people don't believe God, they don't believe in Bible, then they can actually use a tons of reason to just challenge or use the so-called evidence to challenge what we believe in the Bible. But this is a faith. The faith is not based on the evidence, but based on the experience. That's why we come in to study the truth. We study the scripture. We pray. We present our need to God. Through prayer, if our request is being answered, then we know God exists. God listening to our prayer. He is right there to guide our way. Right? So, dinosaurs, all these the so-called ancient creatures, they are all before the big flood. I talked to one brother. He explained to me about the creation in 6 days. Because if you consider this is a different so-called, not in 6 days, but in 6 period of time, it means that the earth rotated in different speed. Is it possible? Is it possible? If the earth right now is not rotating in this speed, it's impossible. We have this environment. Because you can see when we spin, and there's if too fast, what happened? If your earth spin too fast, what is the result? All the air just gone. No way. You cannot hold on the air. Right? But how about too slow? Too slow. Can you imagine? We have so many smart guys, right? You are in physics, chemistry. You can see when the rotation is different speed, what happened? You can calculate. Actually, it's impossible the earth rotate in different speed, changing all the time. No, always must be remain consistent. So, from the perspective and also the big flood, and then the environment change, he gave them a very reasonable from his understanding. Because he also studied the physics, and he spoke to me about how it can make things change. Seems very odd. And then after we analyze the so-called evidence, we can see how it could be that way. So actually, this need more. We can study more. A lot of people actually are quite interested about how to make it reasonable, to make people convinced, say, yes, this is God, what God create. But to us, 6 days of creation is possible because this is how God revealed it to Moses. And then he just tries to teach us how important God set the routine, the so-called the cycle. And then we have to follow God's way. Sabbath, we rest. Right? We're looking for the eternal rest in heaven. And 6 days, actually, you know, God is using a very plain language to make all his people understand. So in 6 days, God created, God arranged all things. So from the beginning, we already mentioned the 6 days. This description is not used scientific language to tell you the details, but it gives us the idea how God arranged everything out of just the mixture, right? From very chaos, seems in order system, become very ordered. So that's how we can understand. And then the human existence, the years of human beings, actually also based on, right now it's genealogy calculation, but be careful, genealogy usually is skip generations, not after one another. So if we use the Bible, the genealogy to sum up how many years of human being, actually it's also assumption only. Okay, so we can actually this is a lot of time. If we want to discuss, then probably you can do it later. We have to finish our class first. All right, so let's continue. Yesterday we stopped at the what is this? We stop at the result of sin, right? Is here. Did we cover this before? Yes, right? And then it's in the deception. Here. The result of sin, right? We haven't covered this yet. Okay, let's start from here. Okay, so after Eve and Adam ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and this is how they discovered after they ate it, right? They saw their own shame, because in chapter 3:7, their eyes both opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they just put fig leaves together and then make themselves a covering. And that's how, that's why, because they saw they are naked. This is a shame, right? A shameful feeling. No. So-called eye opens. They didn't see what they expect. But unexpectedly, they saw their own shameful body, naked, without cover. So use their own eye, then they use their own way to cover the shame, right? So they put all of the fig leaf together. We don't know how big the fig leaf. At that time, could be very big, right? But anyway, they put it together. They must have some ways to connect it. So today, if you don't have any tool, how can you put all the leaf together just like an apron? How are you going to do it? Right? And how long will it take? See? So you must have some intelligence to develop the way, but let's use their own way to cover it anyway. We don't know the apron can last for how long, but at least they cover their shame. So following is when God visits them, they hide themselves. They are not to see the face of God. Even when they heard the voice of God, they are so trembled, they hide themselves. Right? So fear come in. Shame appear. And their eyes open, they see others' weakness. So now Adam and Eve, they don't see the good virtue of other party, though, right? Now opposed. So how come you are in this way, right? It's just like surprise. I have to make it bigger one. And then in the relationship changes. The relationship between man and God different, no? So they dare not to see God. The relationship between husband and wife changed. We see how Adam answered to God's question, right? And then the word of Adam said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." Now, this bone of bones and flesh of flesh, you now become that woman, right? That woman you gave to me. Because of her, so that's why I did. You see the relationship. And then the relationship with the surrounding environment also changed. Later we will see how the earth being cursed because of human sin. Thorn will come out. Weed will just grow more than other plant that you want. Right? So all the environment just change. The relationship different. This is the result. Think about if we sin against God, our guilty, our this feeling of shame will just alter it or change the how you view the brothers and sisters, how you treat your siblings, or how you interact with others. All changes become just like a corrupted. And then we can see how from verse 14 to 19, after God proclaimed the judgment, then human and then were cursed because of this mistake. Right? This big sin. The consequence is so severe. And then that's why Romans chapter 5, verse 12, sin entered the world through one man. Right? One man, because of Adam. Of course, Eve first, but Adam and Eve, they are one flesh. They are one body. So, Bible always said, the sin entered this world through Adam. Adam had to, he had to take the responsibility as a husband. Okay, so this is the result. Number 7, spiritual death and the physical death follow. But when God said, the day, right? You shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. So the death, talking about the relationship with God. This connection just gone. So spiritual death brings the judgment of physical life. So Adam, they will eventually be driven out from the garden because they have to experience the death of physical life also. When they sinned against God, when they ate the fruit, did they die right away physically? No. They still live for how many years? According to Bible, Adam, for we know he died at 930, right? Is that right? Adam lived for 930, yes, 930. So when he ate the fruit, physically he didn't die yet, but spiritually, it's gone. The relation is gone. So now, if we look at the death, this is from sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 21 to 25. This section talking about the death come from Adam, but in Jesus, the second Adam, resurrection will follow. So we will resurrect through Jesus. So that's how after Adam sinned against God, spiritual life and the physical life of sheep shall die. But in Jesus, our spiritual life will resurrect first. And then our physical life will also resurrect. At his second coming, we will also resurrect, be changed into spiritual body. So how Adam sinned against God, the consequence in Jesus will be reversed. We all become hope because the day when we receive baptism, our spiritual life resurrect. Our connection with Jesus, with God, restored. And our physical life later will also resurrect. Number 8, from this result, we also see how God mercy. God showed mercy to Adam and Eve. Right? So God used the skin as tunic for clothes to clothe them. So this is a plan God already put in for salvation. So it prefigured or already prophesied about the future sacrifice of Christ. He is the one to be sacrificed his life and allow his skin, his identity put on us, so we will put on Jesus Christ in order to re-enter into his kingdom, to reconnect with God. We do need Jesus Christ. Okay? So that's why in Galatians chapter 3, 27, we put on Jesus Christ. Isaiah 61, the verse you can flip yourself. After Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, did their eyes really open and wisdom increase? This is in verse 6, what the serpent said, right? If we eat it, then your eyes open. But think about the reality. Their eyes open. Consider. They listen to the serpent's deception. Actually, the serpent is trying to lie, actually say a lie to them. Because Satan already know, serpent, he already been cast out from in front of God, sinned against God already. Now, he wanted to destroy this salvation, to destroy the work of God. So now he wanted to use his own, he wanted to bring more people as him, say, like a victim, right? So thinking that they themselves could be like God in deciding what is good and what is evil. So the purpose is the serpent enticed them to be just themselves. You be yourself. You don't have to listen to God. That's it. Right? You decide what is good, what is wrong. Simple. You don't have to listen to what God said. So they listen, right? They neglect God's word, but listen to the deception, and then actually now the result was not what they expect. Because their eye opened and then they saw naked. Their nakedness. So this is a reality. When we sin against God, always remember the shame will follow. If we don't believe what God said, then this is the result. We will definitely have a different heart. Our thinking will be changed. It will take a lot of time to restore it. That's why, you know, as a wise man, we have to always learn from the history, from the lesson of others. So we can actually shorten the learning process. For this salvation, we cannot allow ourselves to experience trial and error. No way. If we don't really take it seriously, this salvation, let me try it, and then I will know what happened, and then it will be too late. We may just repeat the mistake of Adam. So Satan tempted Eve to induce the concept of pride. What kind of pride? Mind of yourself. You are self-centered. You are yourself. How come you have to listen to someone? So this self-centered, this concept actually is very, very dangerous. If we, you know, keep thinking, I'm good, you know, nobody can force me to do things. In this society, the education system actually is doing the opposite way. To promote you, you are important, you are smart, you can do anything, right? You have to develop your capacity. But the end result is our pride will be deep up. We become just like the someone already ate the fruit of the tree of good and evil. Okay, so self-centered become a hindrance, obstacles. That's why Jesus, he mentioned in the beginning, if we want to follow him, what is the first criteria? If you want to follow Jesus, what is the first step? Deny yourself. Deny yourself. If we don't deny ourselves first, if we consider ourselves, how come I have to listen to someone? I have to listen to the commandments. Then we cannot finish the journey. Eventually, this ego will come out. Then we become disobedient. We cannot humble ourselves to listen to other opinions. Or we may just insist our own way so strong. So even become a you know, sometimes become a big obstacles in the holy work. We must be very careful. Their eye was opened up by sin, their eyesight. So don't consider once we disobey God, we do our own way, then we will become more smart. Because someone may entice that. How come you always listen to Bible? Always flip to the Bible. Use the Bible as your standard. See? Someone answer the question and challenge you the Christian way. That's why some may just despise the Christian faith. Because we rely on the Bible that much. We totally rely on what Bible says. Right? So, now, this is God's commandment. God command our life the way we should supposed to be in the Bible. We look at, then we learn, we follow. Then our life will be just according to God's will. But if we neglect God's command, then lift up our self-centered mind. We can see how, yes, their eyes seems open, but actually their spiritual eyesight was blind. So when we sin against God, once our heart become hardened, you know what happened? We just cannot see through the teaching in the Bible. When a person sin against God or already make a mind, the light just cannot shine through. So sermon become so boring. Bible is just a human writing, right? Someone's suggestion just, this is your opinion. How come I have to listen to you? We just behave differently. So this becomes a blind person. Our spiritual eyesight be blind. So that's why they saw each other's nakedness. Their eyesight open means this is how the servant deceived, right? He deceived them, say, you'll be able to like God. Be just like God, knowing good and evil. This kind of deception was to bring their attention, focus on the lust of the flesh. So, if she look at the tree, right? The fruit. It seems so good. Good for fruit. But in reality, she doesn't need that fruit. They have everything. But the more she look at the fruit, the more she want to eat it. So that's why our focus, our eye must be carefully guarded. Otherwise, we may just fall into this trap. And then the word of the serpent actually induce human's pride. So the eyes, right? And then the pride of life. This is from 1 John, we mentioned many times already. And also, we can see how the moral standard changes. The moral standard. The analogy of good and evil is on, now they were judged by themselves. They don't use the God's absolute standard now. Because once they consider themselves can be like God, then I can set a standard. See if he's so the master, right? He's Adam become his own master. So he set his own standard. There's now everything become we are on the same page. So everything become relative, right? Relative is just you have no absolute standard, absolute right. So the system just changing. So now they don't have to follow God's word because they can set their own rule. And the interpersonal relationship changing. So we see how God said in the verse 17, in the 16 and 17, see how the marriage, the relationship between husband and wife. In verse 16, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrows and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. So your desire will be in your husband, right? So that's why, you know, sometimes as a sister or wife, you tend to jealousy more. That's why their heart desire. So as a wife, need the husband, the complete love, complete. As a wife, just cannot endure, say, oh, my husband can also like something else besides herself. You know, so even habit. You know, some wife even complain about the husband love the church too much, spend too much in the church, because her heart desire for husband 100%. But the marriage in the Lord, we know above the husband God, we have the same Lord, we are worshiping the same God, we're supposed to love God first. So this is the principle. If we have the same faith, then the both couple can serve together. Otherwise, it just cannot so harmonious, because always if one party becomes so fervent, the other party will just develop the jealousy. Right? So a marriage in the Lord, this is a requirement for us to serve together in the church. And then you see how the Bible describes the husband shall rule over you. But in the beginning, it's supposed not that way, right? Husband and wife, it's one flesh, it's one mind, become one. So Jesus, he is going to return, to restore all the relation back to the original. This is very important. And so you will see how this interaction, this relationship change eventually will result in the destruction of the flood, because of you see how in chapter 6 described the person, they just don't care about God's standard. So chapter 6, you see how verse 2 say the Son of God saw the daughters of men, and then they were fair, and then they took them wives of all which they choose. So this moral standard become lower and lower. Eventually it's corruption, and then it's destruction follow. We have to understand what Bible says in chapter 3:22, because after the judgment, right? God proclaimed all the judgment to the serpent, to woman, and to man. And in verse 20:21, the Lord God make a coat of skins and then clothed them, right? Adam and Eve. And then 22 and 23. Can someone read? All out, please. From a sister's side. Yes. So we may confuse here, say, oh yes, you see how God said himself, oh, the man is become as one of us, just like God, right? And then to know good and evil. So it indicates, seems what serpent said was right. But actually it's not. If you look at the manuscripts, because in the Hebrew, huh, actually they divided the so-called verse later, the chapter. But in the original text, it's just continuing the word after another, one after another, continuing. So another translation, if the right translate from the Hebrew, there's another, this is how we can understand in this way. The Lord God said, behold, the man has become one. Not one of us, just become one. Departed from us. So, if from become one of us, actually, it depends on how we separate the word to find out the meaning. So, if the man has become one, departed from us, knowing good and evil, actually, by themselves, because they just like God, right? They consider they are just like God. Now, they can make their own decision, set their own standard, so they know good and evil by themselves. Now, lest he put his hand out and takes the fruit from the tree of life and live forever. See, this verse, we see how God loved Adam and Eve. If they eventually ate the fruit of tree of life and then will live forever. But their relationship with God is actually disconnected already. So they are in a hopeless situation. If they live forever and then what is disaster, right? They will suffer forever, no hope anymore. So by sending out of the Eden, actually, this is God's love. God actually have mercy on them. Have mercy on them. So they become one. They united together. Husband and wife, they both add the fruit. So they just one unity. They do things together. But they set their own standard. They can do anything. Right? And if eventually they add this fruit, and what is the life will be. Okay, so man has become one. Adam and Eve sin together. So this is how in Chinese actually you can see they just 合一, huh? 相似, 有没有 相似? Okay, let's finish this verse. This page, and then we pray. What God means, since men have seen their spiritual life die, they have lost the noble and holy status being the Son of God. They must receive punishment because God already said, being driven out of the Garden of Eden, even though this was a punishment that God did not spell out in the command. When God proclaimed the first commandment, he didn't say, if you add it, then you will die right away, right? No. Or you will be cast out of the Garden of Eden. No. God didn't say it. God said, you will surely die. You will die. But what is consequence? Right? So eventually, because of sin, they will be sent out of the garden, because if they ate the from the tree of life, and then human really have no hope anymore. Right? So by God's mercy, this is the following, the consequence they have to bear. So eventually, they must be out of the garden and physically also die. Let's pray together first and conclude this morning class.